分娩常正念，精行能克己，如法而生活，无益善明争。
Assiduous and mindful, pure karma making, considerate, restrained by Dharma heedful living, but one such spray renown.
分娩就是呢，分就是奋力努力，眠就是勤勉，常常勤于努力，劝自己要依止正念。那么什么是正念呢？行善是我们的本分事，帮助人是我们的本分事。为什么呢？因为啊，有这么好的身体是要用来利益他人，不是只有自私自利，那就等于白过了人生了。
Assiduous and mindful. Assiduous is also mean striving, to strive and ask ourselves to follow by the proper thought. What is the real meaning of the proper soul? Making pure karmas.And helping other living beings are just our responsibility. Why? We are so lucky to own the physical bodies, and we have to use them to help and benefit others. If we don't do so, we wasted the time and life.
精行能克己。这里所谓的精行呢，一般人啊，很多的认识就以为呢是在那边走路啊，尤其是在南传的国家，认为这个精行叫走禅，就是在那边走来走去，走来走去啊。其实这里的精行呢，并不是那个含义。
Considerate restraint.The meaning for considerate and restrained was not meant to walk about when meditating to prevent sleepiness. It is not the case here.
所谓的精行能克己呢，所说的就是呢，精就是心中起心动念，经过之后，然后那个心起心动念的想法散发到我们的手脚产生的动作叫做精行。也就是当我们心起念的时候，我们就要懂得克制我们自己种种的贪欲不善之法。如果我们懂得自我克制，那我们的行为呢所出来就会多利益他人，对别人造福，帮助一切众生离苦，这个叫做精行能克己。
The true meaning for considerate restraint, which is the process of the action, the thought comes out from the mind, then we have the actions through the bodies.As hands and legs. Once the thought comes out from the mind, we have to understand how to restrain the desire of greedy and the evil karmas. If we are able to restrain ourselves, we will know how to help and benefit all other living beings for everything we have done.
那么如法而生佛，像这样子呢，如理以正法正确光明之法而生活，那么我们呢，因为不放逸，就是不放纵自己呢懈怠懒惰啊，造种种恶缘之故，所以我们的善名美名呢就增长传播。
And by Dharma heedful living, because people is able to buy Dharma heedful living and They follow for the proper Dharma. Therefore, they are not heathenish and men advance to fame and perspective.
好像呢，在以前呢，中国有一个很好的医生，他的医术呢跟道德都很好，他叫董凤。那么他每次呢医好一个病人，他很少呢收他们的金钱，他都要求他们呢在他房子周围种上，重病的呢就多种几棵杏树，那么轻病的呢就少种几棵，那穷人呢都不用种。所以呢后来人称啊这个医中医，中国的医生这个中医呢叫做杏坛。为什么呢？因为后来呢他那个杏林啊经过几十年的种就成了很多，又可以当药，又可以卖，又可以记住穷人。
In formal times of China, there was a good doctor whose name was Dong Feng. He had the good medical skill and strict morals. Even he did not charge the fees for most of patients. He only asked the patient to plan theA pre-car round his house. For the serious case of patients, he asked them to plan more a pre-cars for him. For the minor case, he asked them to plan few a pre-cars for him. But the poor people, they need to plan the a pre-cars. And the later,generation had been calling the doctor by the name of Ota of Aprika. Why? After a few years later, the Aprika trees grow more and more. It becomes one kind of medicine to be cured to the patients.
那这呢有一天晚上啊，这个董凤啊医生呢在家里就听到呢那个房门呢有人在敲的声音，他就很奇怪啊。结果呢他打开门一看，一只老虎趴在那里，而且呢还一直流眼泪啊。这时候董凤呢就仔细检查了那一只老虎，原来啊它的脚上呢扎了一根刺很深。那董凤呢就细心的啊把它把这个老虎的那个刺呢拔出来，然后呢很细心的把它的药呢敷好。然后呢那只老虎啊就给它磕头，然后就入山去。连那个畜生动物都被他慈心所感染，知道呢有病要来找这个董凤医生。
One day night, Dong Feng was at home. He heard someone that was locking the door. He opened the door. A tiger lay in front of the door with the tears.He checked very carefully for him, and he found out that there had a splinter in his beak. And he helped the tiger to pull out the splinter and put his some medicine for him. Then the tiger came into the mountain.Even the animal felt grateful for his compassion. They knew that they had to ask Dong Feng to cure them if they are illness.
来呢，那片杏树成林啊，那很多人呢就拿食物来跟董凤换，或者是他们要买，董凤就跟他讲你用什么东西来换。如果有人呢晚上啊趁董凤不在要去偷他那个杏树，就会有一只母老虎带着他的小老虎出现，把那个人吓跑。那只呢受他所帮助的老虎啊，无形中呢已经成为他的护法。那么大家呢也互相的啊劝诫，说这个医生啊我们不能够欺骗，他是一个有善德之人。这个呢就是啊不放逸啊，那个善名称呢就会增长。
The apricot tree grow more and more. Many people exchanging their food for apricot. If there had people wanted to steal the apricot, the female tiger would bar her little tiger appear and then protect the daughter's garden. AndThis tiger became Dong Feng's guard. People advised to each other for not lying to this daughter at all because he was a moral person. And this is what we have called man advance to fame and perspective.
下一首寄送。奋勉不放逸，克己自调御，智者作自舟，不畏洪水没。
By energy and heavenness, by taming and by self-control, the one who's wise should make an isle. No flaw can overfall.
奋勉不放逸呢，所说的就是我们应该呢，要懂得克制自己的贪欲、无明，不要让自己随着呢，爱染的欲海飘溺。所以要懂得克制自己呢，能够自己调顺、降服、调欲、驾驭自己的心，然后呢从心当中所产生的行为呢都能够很顺正理。
By energy and heavenness, it means that we should able to restrain the desire, don't let the desire of flow overflow. By taming and by self-control our own minds, and all action we had act have followed by the truth.
那么一个智者，一个有智慧之人，应该呢要做自己的这个宝舟，也就是呢要给自己呢耕这块宝贝光明的福田，让自己呢不沉没被这个爱欲的洪水所飘溺。
A wise man should make his own isle. He has to work hard for his blessing field, and don't let it be overflowed by the flood of the soul of love.
有一个居士，大居士，要邀请所有比丘供养，结果呢，就把这个愚笨的比丘给忘记了。所以这个愚笨的比丘呢知道之后心里就很气恼，想说这么偏心，那我干脆还俗算了，回到在家人的生活好了。
In the period of Buddha, there was an unsmart man. One time, there was a layman who invite all disciples of Buddha to his house to have offering to them. He forgot to ask for this unsmart man. This Onsman monk felt that the layman was not equally to every monk, and he came out an idea. Maybe I should not be a monk. I am better to be a lay person, and I am able to treat him the same as he treated to.
佛陀呢，知道他的想法之后，就把他叫来呢，啊，叫他在佛殿里面，让他面对的啊这个佛殿，然后呢，把一块很干净的白布交给他。要他呢朝东边而坐，并且呢叫他去坐的时候，就先去把手洗干净，然后呢就用双手啊，以干净的双手去抚擦那块白布。同时呢，佛陀要呢他开始呢去啊重复的去念跟思维，去除不净。就是用双手去擦那块白布，然后还要心中思维去除不净的身意，以及呢口中要念去除不净。
The Buddha realized of his thinking, and he asked him to come to the Buddha hall, and the Buddha then gave him a piece of clean white cloth.And the Buddha also asked him to fetch to the cross and wash his hand before sitting down. And he asked this layman to stroke to repeatedly to reach. He asked this layman repeatedly to touch and stroke this piece of clean white cross. And asked him to read this verse out. Why are the unclean?
然后呢，佛陀啊，就与一群僧人呢，去啊接受那个居士的供养。这个时候呢，这个愚笨的比丘继续抚擦摩擦那块白布，口中仍然一直念着去除不净，然后去思维。很快的呢。他突然间发现他的双手洗得很干净，布也很白，但是经过他的摩擦之后，那块布脏了黄了。当他看到那块白布脏了黄了之后呢，突然间觉悟到一切世间的因缘都是无常，他体悟到无常的真理。而在这个时候呢，佛陀本来啊，在那个大居士家呢，已经啊知道这一个愚笨比丘的进展，所以呢，他就是放出呢万道的这个光明，那么同时呢，现身在这个愚笨比丘面前，对他说道。
Then the Buddha went to have the offering with other disciples. At the same moment, this unsmart man was repeatedly struck and touched this piece of pure white cloth. He also recited, "Why are the unclean?" And he realized that even both of his hands were clean, even the piece of cloth.Is clean and white. After his touching, the clean white cloth became dirty and became yellow color. He suddenly realized that all things are impermanent. He realized that the truth of impermanence. And the Buddha understand and knew this unsmart monk's thinking, even he was still at the layman's house. The Buddha that all the slide of brightness light, and appeared in front of the unsmart man. He spoke to him.
Buddha 说呢，并不是啊，只有这块布被尘垢所染污。你要知道，本来布是干净的，你的手也洗干净，为什么摩擦之后呢，就会产生污垢？所以，如果你的心里有污垢，就应该把这个染垢去除，这样子呢，一个人才能达到清净无染，就与圣果相应。那么这个愚笨比丘呢，听到佛陀啊视线跟他开导，当下呢就证阿罗汉果。而同时呢，在这个大居士家啊当地呢，他们要啊供养的时候，都要先供食水。这个时候呢，佛陀却把双手遮盖着他的钵，就问其他人说，是不是还有僧人呢留在寺院？那么大家就说啊，没有。
The Buddha said, not only the piece of white cloth is dirty, you have to think that originally this piece of white cloth is clean, and you did also wash your hands.But why did the dirt appear after you continue touch the piece of white paper? If your mind is full with dirt, you have to wipe the dirt away from your mind, and you are able to be the pure person.And this stupid man attained the Arhantship after Buddha's lecturing. And the same moment in the layman's house, the layman was offering the bowl of water to the Buddha, but the Buddha covered up his bowl by his hands, and he asked other men, Did still other men stay at the temple? People answered, by no.
这时候呢，佛陀就告诉他们还有一个僧人，并命令他们呢啊，要他们去把这个本来愚笨的僧人呢请来。那这个被派去请的这个人来到寺院，他一看发现呢，居然有1000个一模一样的僧人，他们都是拥有神通的啊，这个愚笨僧人所幻化出来。那这个人呢感到很迷惑，就回去呢向这个居士禀告。那居士又再次派遣他，并说是佛陀召见。可是当他传达这个讯息的时候呢，就有1000个声音说，哦，我就是某某僧。他再次被迷惑，只好又回去。
The Buddha talked to them that,There had one more man at the temple, and the Buddha asked them to invite the stupid man to come. But the one who came to the temple, he find that there were thousands of men at the temple, which all looking are the same as the stupid man, and they were unreal image.That appeared by the magic power of the stupid man. He felt so confused, and he quickly went back and talked to the Buddha. Moreover, the layman asked him to go again. Once he went inviting him, the same situation happened. There were thousands of thousands came out from thousands of same looking of stupid man, and he heard, I am here. He was so confused. He went back again.
那么这一个呢，好，传报的人呢，第三次被派遣再去请这个比丘，这时候佛陀就告诉他，你看到那个第一个开口说我是某某比丘那个，就抓住他啊，就对了。当这个传信的人呢到达这个寺庙，就说佛陀要找某某比丘啊，他看到第一个开口那个就给他抓住，刹那呢一千个僧人就恢复到原来一个，这个僧人呢就跟着这个传信啊传达讯息的人呢回到那个大居士那里受供，并且佛陀要他呢为大众说法。这个时候呢大众都觉得非常惊奇啊，刚刚出来还这么愚笨，为什么现在说法没有障碍而且充满了智慧。
When the third time the messenger went to invite in the stupid monkThe Buddha told him to catch the one who was firstly spoken by, I am the one you are looking for, and he is the one you are looking for. When the messenger arrived to the temple, he did whatever the Buddha told to him. He catched the one who first spoken. Suddenly, the thousands of monks were appear. Would disappear, and there was only one left. And this monk went to the layman's house with this messenger. The Buddha then asked him to teach the Dharma to people. People were so surprised for his speaking, because he was wise man now.
这个呢，就是一个啊，有智慧的人，应该呢，要自己调御自己。克制自己的贪欲烦恼，做自己呢能够依止之处。为什么呢？你心中所涌起是智慧，或是你心中所涌起是烦恼愚痴。那么懂得自己呢调顺自己，才能够驾驭自己走向正道，就不会呢被这个爱欲的洪水所淹没吞噬。
A wise man who should understand to restrain and control their own mind. After people are able to restrain themselves, they are able to control themselves to follow by the proper way, and then the flood of desire cannot overflow.
暗顿于痴人，沾溺于放逸。智者不放逸，如妇人护宝。
Foolish fool of little wing, in heedlessness indulged. The one whose wise guard heedfulness, keen to the greatest wealth.
暗顿于痴人呢，所讲就是世间的这些呢。人，他们一天到晚都在追求金钱，追求女人，喝酒，权势，名誉，这个是呢蒙惑在暗顿的啊愚钝的痴人，沾溺于放逸，不能够启发自己的光明的心性。人的一生啊都在追求，一直追求，追求什么？美其名叫做追名逐利。其实人的一生到最后的结果都在追死亡跟放下两个字。
Foolish fool of little wit is talking about the common people in the world. They have been seeking for the womanFame and wealth, no matter day and night. And they are the good example of foolish folk. In heedlessness indulge. And they are unable to enlighten their pure nature mind. They continuously seeking for the fame and gain in their whole life. But indeed, we can say that people have been seeking for the dash and put down in their whole life.
怎么说呢？人的一生追到最后，你一直追求，一直追求，追到最后就是死亡跟放下。为什么会追到死亡呢？因为我们一直在追的过程当中，心一直起灭，充满了希望，然后呢，希望得到，又有更贪的心再起来，那个希望得到那个地方就已经是死亡。所以人的心一直在追着就是死亡，可是却不愿意面对死亡两个字的事实。然后呢，很多人看我们这些出家人很消极啊，不是生产，浪费光阴。其实呢，我们安住于呢接受死亡的事实，然后奉献自己，教化他人，看清楚事情方向，就是要放下。你不放下，你说你放不下，好了，你们现在去医院，你们看看那些得癌症的，现在平均四个人就有一个人得癌症死亡。四个人就有一个人得癌症死亡。好，你放不下，你放不下又如何？你放不下之后化成一把灰，你在哪里？
Why do I say so? People continually seeking and seeking for the outside material. Finally, they can only fetch the dash at the end of life, and they should have to put everything down at the end. Why do I say so? The new thinking and thought are keeping came out from our mind.While the process of digging for the material, we are full with hopes. We hope to own and get the thing. And then our desire of greed is not stopped. It keep growing. Once the other new thinking and hopingcome out from our mind. The former thinking and hoping were already passed by. They were already died. Therefore, we are keeping seeking for the dash most of time, but we are not able to accept and fetch to the truth.Moreover, many of people feel that we, those that home cultivator, take a passive attitude, and they feel that those that home cultivator are wasting their time for doing nothing. In fact, we are justsatisfied with the truth of death, and then we accept this truth of life, and then we teach other living beings to see through the truth and put the thing down. If you go to the hospital, you will find out that more and more people receive the cancers.And every four people, one of them has received a cancer. Even you are not able to put the thing down, you finally have to die. And finally, you only left the bone where you are.
既然呢，追求到最后的结果都一样。有哪里不一样呢？在这里就分出智者以及愚痴者。愚痴者呢，就一直堆积堆积积攒， 舍不得用，也不去想想所有他堆积的这些财物、食物、物质来自于十方努力的奉献。虽然说是你有钱买下来，可是也是十方人的贡献，所以呢应该要回馈十方。吃者呢就是守着一堆将来会变成泥土的泥土，在那边欢喜。智者呢是守着一堆将来呢是将这一堆将来会变成泥土的这些积攒之物在布施给所有十方的众生，让他们呢也能够同用，因为来自于他们的劳力，用自于他们身上。所以愚痴者呢到最后结果就是以动专动，就越钻越深，本来是钻人的屋里洞，到最后就钻老鼠的小洞，再越钻越深，就钻到什么？钻到泥鳅引洞去，就越钻越深。那一个智者呢就越来越欢喜，没有包袱，光明大众不忍他受苦，不管他出生到哪里，饮食衣服都自然自制，每一个人就自然愿意拥护他，然后他就越来越欢喜，越来越欢喜，到最后就以光明为体而解脱。所以智者与痴人不同在这里，既然所追求的结果是同样的，面对死亡，名有名的总统跟乞丐，死亡的同一个焚化炉都一样，温度也一样，烧的时间也一样，到最后灰尘的重量也差不多。所以我不懂得啊，世间人一直追这个名跟利，抬高自我的身份，那个价值到底在哪里？
Since as everyone will receive the same result at the end of the life, but as from this point of view, we are able to distinguish wise from foolish folk. The foolish folk only pile up the material for their own. They hate to part with others. They never understand that all material they have owned on hand as food and properties, which are all found many of other people from universal world. Even you buy them by using your money, they were made by many other people. Therefore, they have to require to all other living beings from universal world. The foolish people are willing to guide a mouth, and the mouth they are care and guide which originally is mouth. The wise people cherish all their properties to all other living beings. The properties we have owned on hand are represent of a mouth here. Those material and properties are made from other and then we have to use them to benefit others. A wise man is happier no matter where he is born. Everyone is willing to help him, and he doesn't need to afraid for no food. Finally, he will attain freedom. This is the difference between the wise and the foolish man. Indeed, we can only face the death at the end of life. No matter you are a king or a beggar, the result you will receive at the end of life, which is the death. Anything left when you die is all the same. just as the same inside the rector, temperature and the weight of bone. In fact, the common people continually seeking for the fame and gain. Are they really value?
所以放逸啊，所谓的放逸就是放舍呢光明的智慧啊。逸呢就是认为自己这样叫做自由自在，智者不放逸。一个有智慧的人常行善法业，常广结一切善缘，常善用这个色身，常善思维，常善行，都来不及。好像富贵人在护持这个宝贝，佛陀这句话讲得真好，好像富贵人在护持他的珍宝一样。原来我们的善受、善行、善思维是像宝贝一样。为什么？因为这些宝贝是我们生生世世与人广结善缘的衣食之粮。所以现在人贫穷应该要自认的啦。现在人富贵没什么好骄傲的，所以现在富贵更要感谢以前的前身善行的结果。可是现在人追求名跟利的后果说是富贵之后，那么就不懂得有感恩，充满了轻慢骄傲，自以为了不起，高高在上，这个都是愚痴人，已经放逸之人。所以我们呢要学习做一个智者，随时随地非常珍贵我们自心的妙宝。
Moreover, what is the true meaning of heedlessness? Heedlessness means to give up our brightness of wisdom, to realize that whatever we are eating, which is the way of freedom, the one whose wise guide heedfulness. A wise always create the good and pure karma. A wise is willing to use his physical body to help others. It is just that the wise guide heedfulness that a value treasure. How nice this world is.To accept the way in good way, to create the pure karma and action, and to have the proper thinking, which are just that, a value treasure. Why? Because they are as a foundation for us to use every single life.Therefore, we have to be our responsibility to be poor person, and people who are wealth, they have no way to be proud and arrogant. If we are wealth and rich, we have to treasure for the thing we have already owned becauseWe did create the good karma last life. But most of people don't have the grateful mind when they become rich. They become arrogant for they have owned. Those are heedless people. Therefore, we have to learn to be a wise, to guide.Our own mind as the value treasure.
莫贪溺放逸，莫恃爱欲乐， 警觉修定者，使得大安乐。
Don't indulge in heedlessness. Don't come near to sexual joys. The heedful and contemplative attains abundant bliss.
莫丹利方译所说的呢，就是不要沉溺于呢，啊，认为我自己在放松，我自己呢觉得舒服就好。要去观察到呢，我的舒服，我的欢喜，也要是使令一切众生欢喜，不是只有我自己。世间呢，生活在这个人啊，人生活在这个世间上，如果将自己呢抛出于众生之海外，那么你将被众生所摒弃。所以放逸自己的同时，也是苦无量开始的同时。
Don't indulge in heedlessness. It means that do not indulge in our self-thinking of I am completely at ease now. Don't care of others and only to care of ourselves. We have bring our joy to others too.It is not only we live in this sapha world, if we do get rid of the living beings to be alone, and then we are rejected by the living beings. Therefore, during the time for beings, heedlessness yourself, which is the start point for being causingboundless sufferings.
所以当你固执我见的同时，不能够接受别人意见的同时，就等于将你自己摒除于啊大众之外。要能成就一切事啊，就是要以大众的利益，真正的利益为先。
During the time you stop burningappear to your own opinions, you do get rid of yourself. If you do wish to accomplish the things, you have to treat helping and benefit all other living beings as your first goal.
莫视爱欲乐，视呢就是贪视，想要呢已经把这些爱染欲乐自私自利，以为所有一切东西是我有拥有，名跟利高高在上等等，已经变成自己的嗜好。所谓的嗜好，就是已经相续串联成习惯性，不要呢贪爱这些。所以以前的古人就讲到，由俭俭入奢易，由奢入俭难。你呢本来勤俭是很好的美德，可是现在呢你放弃勤俭，然后呢随随便便想要轻松放逸，可是呢到最后啊，当你享乐的因缘一过，再反过来过苦日子的时候呢，就不能过。所以最好呢，有智慧的人就是好也如是，不好也如是，平淡持之，心平奉之，就是最殊胜的生活。
Don't come near to sexual joys. It refers that we do take the desire of love, sexual joys, fame and gain, happy of being selfish, and so on, to be as part ofour own hobbies. The hobbies which can be referred to the continuously habits that have been founded everyday life, don't come near to them. A Chinese verse saying, it is easier to live from thrift life to luxury life, but it is hard to live from luxury life to thrift life. Hard working and thrift is a good moral, but now people give up the moral of thrift instead of luxury. They wish to completely at ease. However, they originally have a life of luxury. Once the time goes by, one day if they should not able to live in luxury, they will have hard time to live in a poverty life. A wise man who is completely at ease, whatever they live in luxury or poverty, there has no difference at all to them.
警觉修定者，能够从这种种的娱乐当中惊醒觉察到，所有一切万法呢，都是无常的。所有一切万法，我们只能用，没有拥有。在这警觉当中呢，我们也发觉有一些人假借种种善名之意，却将善名汇聚而来的钱财呢，拿去买私人的啊，个人的这个啊财产。然后呢，他忘记了这个是众人所领聚。当他做一点点小善事的时候呢，却啊用自己的名义说这个是我所做，像这样子呢，都是属于放逸者。这样的业果，将来呢都是啊做牛做马要还。所以人现在贪欲于现前，以为现在我所拥有就是了。你没有去警觉到说，现在其实就是你以前行善法业所结善缘的啊结果，但是却不珍惜让这个善福呢继续增长，却反而用快速的方法呢自己呢在摧毁。如果我们能够警觉所有一切因缘来自于所有一切众生，善用于所有一切众生，回馈于所有一切众生。我不懂得世间人凝聚那么多的钱财，凝聚那么多的财产，可以善用的时候却不愿意善用，一天到晚呢还像乞丐一样，不够不够不够，多么的可怜啊。如果能够警觉，勤于努力修这个正定，那么我们够用就好，凡是有多余的都可以给人。我现在呢这几天呢、啊、才深深发觉，能够给人是很富贵跟很快乐的。以及要跟人家拿，如果我做得到，我愿意给人。
From all sexual joys we have owned to heap for and contemplate that all dharmas are impermanent. All dharmas are only offered for us to use instead of owning them. We also find that many of people under the guise of good name toexpand their own wealth. They forget that those wealth originally are gathered from everybody, but they use their own name instead of others' when they do good works to help others, saying, "It is done by my own." This kind of people would be considered as a heathenous person. And their result of karma is to be born as a horse or an ox to repay the debt to those whom he had owned. Many of people indulge in joys of presence. They think that those for they have owned on hand right now, which are also belonging to them forever. They never realize that the present karmas they have right now, which are the results of good karmas that they had created at their last life. They do not understand to cherish and expand good blessings they have owned, instead of wasting them. If we do able to realize that all good blessings we have owned, which are all from all other living beings, and we have right to report back on what the living beings has been done to us, we have to use on all living beings. We never understand why do most of common people save abundant wealth, money on hands, once they have the chance using them to do good karma work. But they are not willing to do so. Every day, they feel not enough just as a beggar. How pitiful they are. The heedful and contemplative. It is means that when we have enough to use, when we have too many and more on hands, we are able to give them away to others. I feel that it is riches and honor if we have the ability to give to others. I wonder to give to others if I am able to.
是呢，因为我们常常不藏私，就常有光明，有光明呢就不会恐惧，就常常呢走到哪里都具足安乐。
Because we oftenly do not shelter evil and store properties for our own, the brightness is always around us. Because we have a bright and goodness mind,We won't feel afraid at all wherever we are, and we attain abundant bliss.
则以无益，除益则无忧。圣贤登慧阁，观愚者多忧。如登于高山，俯视地上物。
When one who's wise does drive away heedlessness by heedfulness, having ascended wisdom's tower, steadfast one surveys the fools, grievous views the grieving bog, as mountain Turner does lose below.
一个有智慧的人，那么依着呢这个不放逸的心，为什么呢？因为知道啊，一切的法都如空，梦幻一场。那么智慧的人呢，因为知道所有的物质境界的变化，所以能够善用物质 而不被这些物质所迷惑。善用呢，不是自己用，是来自于十方所有一切众生的供给。好像呢，种稻子，种这个麦，种蔬菜，十方众生种种的供给，让我们安乐。那么智者呢，就会将这些再反布施给众生，而不贪执。为什么会不贪执？因为知道一切法的真实相，非真正拥有，所以呢，要回馈于大众而善用。这个就是不放逸者。
A wise man does drive away heedlessness by heedfulness. Why? Because he realized and understands that all dhammas are impermanence and emptiness, just a dream. A wise man realized that all things and materials are changeable. Therefore, he was confused by these conditions.He then be good at using them for others, and he shall not use them for his own. The materials we have been used at daily life, which were all created by many of living beings, it is just as planting the rice plenty, wheat and vegetables. Those rice plenty with vegetables and so on,must be offered for many of people, and then we are able to be at ease. A wise man who will cherish and give away to all other living beings when he has owned them. He doesn't clinging to those outside materials, and he is not greedy at all. Why he is able to do so? Because he does understand the true Dharma. All things are not belonging to him at all, and he be good at using them to benefit others. Indeed, he is considered as a heavenless man.
那么如果呢，能够啊，善用于十方众生，自己呢，就不用堆积之苦。而这种福报呢，叫做寄放在十方银行。那么你要用的时候，自然就会有人啊，有这个因缘送来给你用。这多好，你看，又不用背负。所以能够除去放逸的人呢，就没有忧悲苦恼，没有恐怖。很多人因为积攒种种的钱财物质，而有很多的恐怖跟舍不得，害怕别人抢。可是如果你给它寄放在十方银行，善向十方，令大众都能用，那么你缺乏的时候呢，无量无边的众生舍不得你缺乏困苦，自然就会送来给你用。这个利息呢，大到虚空看不见，可是世间人呢，却啊不明白这个道理，一天到晚积攒啊，舍不得寄银行，到最后呢都浪费福报，因为那个东西堆积在那里不用，就是不明白时间光阴所教导我们的道理。时间光阴教导我们什么呢？所有一切都要能够动用。既然我们活在这个世间上，就要能够动用，让它能够呢用到最有意义的地方，而不是让你积攒所用的。
If a person who is good at using those materials to all living beings from the universal world, he then doesn't under the suffer for beingstore up too many of materials on hand. This kind of blessing can be considered as saving the blessing at the universal word of pain. Whenever you need to use them, and it must have someone to bring your needs back to you, how nice it is. Therefore, a person who thus drive away heedlessness, he will never feel grief and fear. Many of people feel fear because they store up too much for their own hands. They are afraid that someone will plunder and steal them away. If people save their blessing at the universal world of bank, it means to be good at using your blessing as your wealth, materials, and so on to all living beings in the universal world. Once you are assured of them, and people will help and give to you whatever you need because the boundedness of living beings do not wish to see you in suffering, and the interest is higher and great as the empty space. But the common people do not understand this truth. They only understand to store up. Once they do not understand, be good at using those material instead of saving at the bank. They also wasted their life and time. By this matter, we learn that everything is for us to be good of using. They are not just offered to us for storing up.
所以呢，如此啊，我们就没有忧恼恐怖，那么就进入呢贤圣之阶梯，登上呢这个智慧的楼阁。当你进入这个贤圣的阶梯，登上智慧的楼阁，同时，那我们观察这些愚痴忧恼的人，好像呢我们在高山呢看到世间上的一切万物一样，这么清楚明白。
If we do so, we have not feel grief and fear at all. Then we are considered as a sage person who ascended wisdom's tower. During the same time, we survey the grieving people as the mountaineer does those below. Everything we see is so clear and enlightened.
好像呢，在以前呢，在意大利的一个城镇，有一个卖米的商人，他呢刚好碰到呢那时候啊旱灾，米价很贵，他呢就一天到晚积攒，总共积攒了啊大概三四座的这个谷仓，可是百姓已经没有饭吃了。每次有人去跟他借，他就说我家跟你一样穷，没有东西。他就是等要等到呢这个啊这个百姓真的没得吃啊，才要用很少的米粮，然后呢去换取人家啊这个金银啦 田契啦房屋啦等等。结果啊有一天呢中午的时候就啊阴天暗地，这个雷呢就噼里啪啦呢从空一直啊追打下来，那么就把他家的谷仓呢那个屋顶全部打焦打坏了，然后呢又起一阵的这个龙卷风呢，就将所有的这些啊米啊啊这个粮食啊全部卷到半空中，然后呢再劈落在地，劈落到地上呢有啊好几寸深，那些老百姓一看到有这么多粮食从空中下下来好像雨一样，就非常感谢老天爷，每一个人呢都赶快呢用尽自己的力量 去将这些呢谷物啊搬运啊扫地回家里面。那个时候每一粒谷物都是非常珍贵，那些老百姓呢就变得很节俭很珍贵。可是这个呢商人呢，当他看到呢自己所积存的谷仓呢，这个谷物被风吹到半空中，后来一无所有，他又私讯于所有的乡亲，让众人唾弃。这上天呢就将他的食物呢还归到大地所应该拥有。后来呢过不了多久啊，这个人就啊激愤而死，堆积愤怒而死亡。这个就是愚者，愚痴的人呢就多烦恼忧愁。
There was a small town in Italy during the drought. The rice price was high and expensive. A rice seller who stored the rice up to 3 to 4 houses with grain. People had no food to eat at all. Once people went asking him for the food.He did not give to them. He answered them, I am poor as you. I have no food to eat, same as you. He wished to sell the rice out until he wished to sell the rice out with the high price until everyone had no food to eat at all. He wished to usefill of rice to exchange the house rice fill treasury from people. One day during the evening, the lightning accompanied by peals of thunder, and his roof of grain house was broken.A big wind came and swept the grain from the house to the sky, and then all grain were all spread over on the floor. All people were so happy to have the grain that came out from the sky. They tried to move those grain to their own house. They were full with grateful mind, even only a grain to name.They were so treasured. This rice seller had nothing at all at the end, and he lied to all people at town. People were so angry at him, and they were felt shame on him. And later on, this rice seller died with griefness. Therefore, we say that the fools are...Griefless.